Leading our journey today is Deacon Jim Rush, a deacon of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Lenten journey. Today, I want to try something a bit different. I want to put a question to our listening audience. It is a question that has been on my heart for some years now, and on more than one occasion, I've brought it up in gatherings to get people's responses. The questions, why do so many flock to Ash Wednesday Masses? Year after year, people fill our churches. This year, I understand over 5,000 people attended the services at St. Thomas Aquinas. The churches across Lafayette and West Lafayette were standing room only in most cases. They were so crowded, a woman remarked to me, it gave her cause for concern. What was going on? I don't have official counts, but certainly the numbers appear to me to rival a Christmas or an Easter. Ash Wednesday is not a holy day of obligation. Typically, the Mass lasts longer than a normal Sunday Mass, as there are two processions, one for ashes and one for the body of Christ. It takes place on a work day. All these factors would lead one to believe the numbers would shrink compared to a Sunday Mass. Yet by the thousands, all of you come. Why? What is your motivation? What spiritual hunger is at work? And then all of you are sent out into the world with a prominent cross of ashes on your forehead. As Christians, we are called to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the risk of overgeneralizing, Catholics tend to let their actions do the talking. But in the case of Ash Wednesday, you have no problem marching out of your places of worship and into the world with a visible sign that won't be missed by anyone you meet. I spoke with a woman before Mass this past weekend who teaches in the public school system. She remarked that the children had so many questions about the ashes. This made me wonder about the thousands of conversations sparked by those ashes. Conversations taking place in workplaces, the grocery store, restaurants, university classrooms. Each explanation another witness of how Jesus is working in your life. So I return to the question of why. Why do you come? I encourage you to take this to prayer. Discuss it with family and friends. If you wish, feel free to email me your thoughts at deacon.rush@dol-in.org. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the promptings in our hearts which bring us to Ash Wednesday. We ask you, reveal to us what you are calling us to, specifically in this season of Lent in the year 2025. Help us to leverage this spiritual hunger into an awakening of our hearts that sends us into the world to make disciples. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.